ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So, welcome to a new month. We trust God that the last 2 months of this year, 2020, has been an amazing year for us. It's a year of our divine perfection. God has not changed his mind concerning his word, concerning his promises. And we thank him because he has remained committed to us. God is faithful. God is just. God watches over his word to perform in. And we have a sensing in our heart that these last 2 months, it will be greater months for us. It will be 2 months filled with divine possibilities. That's just the word in our hearts as we navigate through this month. Offer thanksgiving today. Let gratitude flow from your heart to the Lord. The Bible says, only the living shall praise him, such as we do each time we have this opportunity. Please, let's just do it wholeheartedly. Let's do it. Be open to the Lord. So the scripture for this month, if you want to just note that down, is Jeremiah 32, verse 27. It's like a question. It said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard? Some other translations will render it too difficult. Is there anything that I cannot do? He is the God of all flesh. There is nothing too difficult for him. NLT translation says, I am the Lord, the God of all peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me? I don't know the limitations that we have set in our minds. Maybe basically because of the happenings of 2020. But he's saying he is the God of all the peoples of the heart. And there is nothing too difficult for him. Nothing too hard for him. In fact, there is one song that is written along this line. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are the great and mighty God, great counsel, mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult. That's the song. Nothing is too difficult for him. It's still an amazing year of divine perfection. Every promise of God, which are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus, is still committed to bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. So you get ready. Let your heart be open. Divine possibilities. Everywhere you turn to in November, everywhere you turn to in December, as we thank him for his goodness all through the year, it will be filled with divine possibilities for you in the precious name of Jesus. And there is another scripture that he has also mentioned to us, Psalm 121. It's a very popular scripture that we read. Psalm 121. I read all through. Yeah, from the NLT. Thank you for... He said, I look up to the mountains. Mountains represent the things we can see. Yeah. But he said, does my help come from there? No. We are in Nigeria, for example. We are under the laws of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. But if you look at it, our help does not come from Nigeria. He said, our help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over you never slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harms and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forevermore. The Lord watches over us. The Lord keep watch over us. And you know, in Psalm 127, the Bible says, except the Lord watches over the city, the malams are awake in vain. Except the Lord. So, he watches over us. 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified Translation, also rendered it in a very convincing way. 1 Peter 5:7, he said, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties. Don't keep any. All your worries. Don't keep any back. All your concerns. Once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. So get ready. There are 2 months of the year that are filled with divine possibility. And you know what he told Abraham? He said, as far, in Genesis 13, as far as your eyes can see. So, there is no limitation with God. He said, he is the God of all flesh. There is nothing too difficult for him. So, it is between yourself and myself, as far as our eyes can see. Can we see possibilities? Can we see the difficulty present in our nation at the moment? Can we see God using the same thing as raw material and fashion a life filled with God's possibility for us? Can you see that business turn around in these last 2 months? Even though we haven't done much because of lockdown, because of curfew and all that. But can you see yourself, all the money that you are supposed to have made by projection, can you see yourself making it in the month of November? And then December, it is Thanksgiving. Can you see yourself? He said, he is the God of all flesh. And with him, nothing shall be called impossibility. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, he said, for with God, nothing will be impossible. With God. For with God, with man, it may look impossible. But he said, with God, nothing will be impossible. With God, with God, with God, with the president of our nation, it may look impossible. With our governor, it may look impossible. With our bosses at work, it may look impossible. But he said, with God, with the economy of Nigeria, forecast and all that, it may look impossible. But he said, with God, nothing will be impossible. Verse 45 of that same chapter, he said, for there shall be a performance. Psalm 40, verse 45, not 25, verse 45. For there shall be. He said, blessed is the one who believes, for there will be a fulfillment. Other translation render it performance. For there shall be a fulfillment of those things which were told are. From the Lord, whom the word of God says, with God nothing shall be impossible. Everything God has spoken to us concerning this year, he watches over his word. Jeremiah 1:12. And he's committed to bring it to pass. He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. There shall be a performance. 1:12 says, he said, you have seen well. What you saw in January or what you saw in December as we are preparing for 2020, you saw well. And he said, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. And he's saying to us, with all integrity that is in his word, in his name, he say, these 2 months will be filled with divine possibilities. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So we start a series of teachings from today. And I believe as we start out, this is coming to us. Basically, I believe because of the situation in our country, a lot of things are happening on a daily basis. And if you will agree with me, those watching us from home or wherever you're watching for, and those who are seated in this room, the things that are happening around us now, globally, and then especially if you live in our own country, it has the tendency to affect people's emotional wellness. It has the tendency to affect our well-being. It has the tendency to affect what we believe, the way we think, the way we act, the way we feel. It has the tendency to help us, if care is not taken, to become downcast. It has the tendency to help us to doubt the existence of a country just like Nigeria. But some people will say to me often when I've started to talk about Nigeria, they say, hey, I should forget that Nigeria is a scam. Nigeria is not a scam. Nigeria is not a scam. Some of us believe this in this country, not because of what we can see, because of that which was written concerning this country. So we start this series and I will just have like an introductory message. I titled this one, The Healing Jesus. In a situation like this, what do we have to do? What is our posture of faith? In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus. I want us to pick it from verse 1, because that one, I mean, it just summarizes our faith. It says, therefore, we also. So there is nothing we are experiencing today that it hasn't been experienced in the Bible times. That's why those things are written for our admonition. He said, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside. There are weights out there. All you just have to do is to check your Instagram, check your Twitter. In fact, it has become so well that, I mean, each day, the people who put Twitter together, they are looking for the comings from Nigeria, because it always breaks their scale. Nigeria Twitter trend space is number one in the world. So we are surrounded. We are surrounded. We are surrounded by things. We are surrounded, but at the same time, we are also surrounded with faith. Faith-filled people. Faith-filled people. I mean, currently, the lies and deception that goes on from the palace of the government is enough reason for us to be discouraged. But hey, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside all these things that we are looking at. And then the sin, the shortcomings, which so easily ensnare us. I mean, can you imagine a young boy that we elected into the House of Assembly calling all of us young people? Calling us children. That's displacement of power. That's speaking from both sides of the mouth. That's speaking without guide. That's speaking without a sense of responsibility. And what does it take? And I'm beginning to do a political awareness. What does it take? The highest votes, I understand, is just about 10,000. So if you have political inclination, get ready. So which means it's not even a true reflection. Even in the states, look at the margins. 10, 20,000 difference and people are governors. And they become higher than life. So please,
We lay aside all these things. We run with endurance the race that is set before us. We know we have eternal life. We know we are going to heaven. But before Jesus comes back and that happens, we live in a society. And the Bible talks about our responsibility as citizens of such society. It said, first we need to pray for all men. And then we pray for all our leaders. To one hand, he said that we may live a peaceable and quiet life in all godliness. So we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy. So there is a joy ahead of Nigeria. I'm not saying amen. I've told you. And you know it's been said during the protest. The last person who will remain here is to switch off the light. I am the last person. I'm not switching off the light. So if you want to go, go. Go. I'm not switching off the light. But the truth is that before you go, you know that when you are coming back, there are new landowners. So I will sell land to you to build your industries. Because I can't be sowing and investing here and God will not increase and enlarge me. That's the difference. You make all the money, you bring it. But some people are already, who are here, who paid the price true, they will become the new landowners. And they will have to sell land to you for you to be able to build your industry. And they will have to give you who to employ. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So if you want to go, go. If you are led to go, go. That's not a problem. But for those of us who hear, the Bible talks about it. He said the husbandman, even though that's talking about the harvest of the heart, that the Father himself is waited patiently for the harvest of the heart, but also because we are in the nature of, and created in the nature and gladness of, so we are also waiting for the fruit of this land. And because we believe, we will see the goodness of the Lord. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And after he sat at the right hand of God, the throne of God. Number 3, verse 3. Let's look at 3. It said, for consider him who endured such hostility. And that's my message this morning. Healing Jesus. There is hostility around us. He said, we must not become weary and discouraged in our soul. Jeremiah chapter 8. There is a question there. Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 18 to 22. You can title this, if you like, titling message, Healing Jesus. He said, I will comfort myself in sorrow. Can we have it in NLT, please? Thank you. He said, listen to the weeping of my people. It can be heard all across the land. And in that weeping, the following words have been spoken. Has the Lord not abandoned Nigeria? The people ask. Is our king no longer there? Is that not our question? Are we not asking where is our president? He said, oh, why have they provoked my anger with their carved idols? Anything that shares the place of God in our heart is what is regarded as idols. And they are worthless foreign gods, says the Lord. Said, the harvest is finished and the summer is gone. The people cry, yet we are not saved. I mean, are we not saying that about the prayers that we pray when we God answer us? But God has responded. He said, I hurt with the heart of my people. I mourn and I am overcome with grief. Is there no medicine or medicine in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why is there no healing for the wounds of my people? There are three solid questions, valid questions. But I'm also here this morning to respond to us that there is a balm in Gilead. There is the master, the savior, the restorer, the redeemer who will heal our land. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, and this is what I say in encouragement to people. He said, if my people, he didn't say if the whole of Nigeria. There are people who believe in the Lord in this country, who have been praying, who are still praying, who will still pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Not complain, and pray. And pray. And then seek my face. And then turn. And you know, people have often asked, so how do we as a nation turn? I said, no, you don't do a cover blanket. Just make up your mind as his people to change your sphere of influence. To turn from all wicked ways. Let it be the way you run your business is different. Let it be the way you become an employee in that office is different. So that's the turning from wicked ways. He said, I will hear from heaven. And then I will forgive their sins. And I will restore their land. So in the light of this, and what has been happening in the last maybe 3-4 weeks, there is need for you and I to maintain our sanity. There is need for you and I to maintain our emotional wellness. There is need for you and I to maintain our soundness of mind. The happenings around us has the tendency to fill our hearts with fear, to fill our hearts with anxiety. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So there is need for you and I to keep that sanctity in our mind, to keep that wellness in our emotions. And so some weeks back, I just touched on that message, overcoming depression, and I just want to bring that back in the light of what is happening in our nation. I gave statistics at that service, so you can check out the podcast about the number of Nigerians who are presently clinically depressed and what causes depression. Proverbs 12:25 explaining anxiety in the heart of anyone. This translation says, worry weighs a person down, but an encouraging word cheers a person up. But I want you to do New King James Version for me. It said, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Anxiety. So in our service, we describe depression as a health disorder, which primarily affects the way an individual we feel, we think, and we act. And there are things that is happening at the moment in the workplace, in the national life, that affect, if we will not play an ostrich, it is affecting the way we think, the way we feel, the way we act. And it showed, even aftermath of the protest, it showed by the aggression from the protesters to the protestee and the protestee. Or rather, is that a right word to use? But it showed from the response of our government. It shows from the response of the law enforcement agent. So there is that kind of aggression. There is that kind of, I don't know how to put it. There is tension in our atmosphere. But you say, what is the cause? Anxiety. 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 Everyone in the armed forces have kids. Their kids need to go to school. Nigerian citizens also have kids. Their kids need to go to school. So it's like a common thing that applies to all. In the medical parlance, they tell us, or it's been proven, that this medical condition are treatable. People are put on antidepressant. That's when they actually diagnose it. And sometimes this thing goes into what is regarded as chronic depression, which brings feeling of sadness, loss of interest, withdrawal from activities, people, places, events. You know, although the Bible did not use the word depression in every places where reference is made, except this particular verse and another verse in the Bible, but you read in the Bible, is referenced as downcast. So David says, why are you downcast, O my soul? So you read in other places, the word that is used is mourning. Mourning. He turned my money into dancing. The song has been written. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, to appoint unto those who mourn in Zion beauty in the place of their ashes, the garment of praise in the place of their heaviness. So you hear that same word, depression, being used as downcast, mourning. In all other places, it's used as brokenhearted. In all other places, it's used as troubled. An evil spirit came upon Saul and he was troubled. He was troubled. He was distressed. So other words like miserable, despairing, distressed have been used. And we saw it that if you look at the life of David, he wrote so much, even in the book of Psalms, expressing himself in the way that he feels. And that's one of the things I'm going to recommend, that if you live in Nigeria at this time, you must learn to express yourself. You must learn to let people around you know how you feel. You must learn to write things down. You must learn to put your feeling in perspective. Don't bottle things up. Anxiety in the heart of any man will cause depression, but a good word will make it glad. So David, Job, talks about his distresses. At one point, Elijah too, he was despaired by the state of the nation. Jezebel was after his life. And even the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, the Bible says, he blotted out, my soul is sorrowful to death. And the Bible said, at such instant, because he spoke out, he said, the angels came to strengthen him at that hour. So there is something for you and I, as Nigerians at this time, living in this country, is the fact that, and people who have the faith of God, we need not to be at that lonely part. Is a lonely part. Because we have a culture who also cover things up. So even when people are depressed, they don't express it out. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. He said they overcame. The patriarch of old overcame. And we too, we are going to overcome. We have overcome. We will live in that reality. We overcame the devil. Because God is not the author of depression. God is not the author of evil. I mean, today you will find out from what we will read. He is a healing Jesus. He can't be the one who afflicts and at the same time heal. He will be an unjust father. Because the natural father, no natural father, their kids will ask them for bread and they will give such a child snakes. So they overcame him. It must be someone is in charge. And that's the devil. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they do not love their lives to death. In other words, wherever you are going through, it may look like an hell. Don't stay there. Keep moving because you are an overcomer. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So, Jerusalem and Judah, Jeremiah wept and he put his thoughts in our text this morning regarding the nature of the things happening in their days. Lack of neglect, mindset wrapped outside God, suffering, pain, hard life that people were living. And people at that time, they needed that miracle, emotional miracle, physical miracle, spiritual miracles, which only come from God. And so Jeremiah was expressing that thought. And God's response was what we read this morning. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? So why then? It's because people have not loved or people have not actually learned to turn it to the master. And today, by God's grace, I trust that we will be able to learn one or two things here. So, this morning is like a reminder. There is a balm in Gilead. In fact, there is a song, The Balm of Gilead. And in that song, I mean, the lyrics of that song, I have to just copy it out. It said, when we have fallen hard, he lifts us up and restores our soul. It said, there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. It said, there is a balm in Gilead to heal the sick soul. Sometimes we feel discouraged and leave our fears away. He said, but there is a balm in Gilead. He said, in prayers, the Holy Spirit helps. There is a balm in Gilead. It revives our soul again. There is a balm in Gilead. Even when you can't pray like Peter, when you can't pray like Paul, say, there is a balm in Gilead. He said, go home and tell everyone that there is a balm in Gilead. There is a balm. There is a balm. There is a balm. There is a balm in Gilead. And this morning, I just want to remind you again, that balm is Jesus Christ in the New Testament to us. He is our salvation. He is our spiritual cure. He is able to heal perfectly. And as we begin this series of teachings, just put it in your mind. I can be whole. I can be restored. I can live again. I can trust again. I can have things restored to me again. Whatever is happening at the moment, that is not the hand of my life. It is not the hand of my business. It is not the hand of my career. It is not the hand of our nation. I can live again. This land is green, and it's green for me. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So there is a balm in Gilead. He is our maker. No matter the challenge, which may probably have required some sort of medication or the other, please, don't make that medication your place of final abode. You know, you hear it. I respect doctors. There is no conflict between science and Christianity. But hey, I have a little conflict to say, tell me that I will be on this drug for the rest of my life. So, and if I hear such things, I can't make that an abode. I now begin to respond. I've said it in the last thing. Why I'm still using that drug? I need to boost my faith. Because that can't be where I will be. It's not my abode for the rest of my life. Praise the Lord. And I challenge someone this morning, wherever you are in your journey of life, if you've been put on medication, while you are using that medication, let's focus on the healing Jesus, who is able to restore, who is able to make whole, who is able to grant you health, vitality in your body. You know, how do I know that? Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 talked about what he has done for us. Galatians 3 said Christ has redeemed us. He's not going to redeem us. He hath. Old King James said he hath. He hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is the cause of the Lord? Deliverance from sin, from sickness, from poverty. And who made that sacrifice for us? Christ. Healing Jesus. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. And it can't be that when someone has taken it, curse will come again. He said that the blessing of Abraham might come upon you and I in Christ Jesus, not outside, in Christ Jesus, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Exodus 15, 26 and 27. Exodus 15, 26 and 27. He said, when we diligently heed the voice of the Lord our God and do what is right in his sight and give ears to his commandment and keeps them, he said, his statutes, I will put none. So it can't be the author of disease. It can't be the one who puts and the one who heals. Even in the natural, doctors don't say, come here, come here, come here, come to the clinic today. Let me inject sicknesses into your body. And then come back next week, having been suffered for 1 week, and then come back for your healing. People don't do that. How much more the God of heaven? That's why he said, looking unto Jesus, no matter the issues of our lives, we have a Savior. We have a friend. We have a master. He paid the price all. The songwriter, says, what a friend we have in Jesus. He carried our guilt. He carried our sicknesses. He carried our poverty. He carried our disappointment. Everything was heaped upon him at that moment. And then the Bible talks about when God saw the satisfaction of him as a sin offering, then many sons are brought into glory through that singular sacrifice. He said, God says, I will put none I will put none. High blood pressure as a result of anxiety, God says he will not put it. Disappointment, anxiety in the heart, affliction, he said he will put none. In other translation, he said, I am the Lord who heals you. It's literally, they said the translation says, I am the Lord, your personal physician. So if you have issue with asthma, it's your personal physician. If you have issues with cancer, it's your personal physician. So they said that that translation is for us to be able to fill in the gap. Whatever you need him to be for you, and that's the same word. The I am that I am. Whatever you want God to be in your life at any journey, at any phase in the journey of your life, that's what he is. For some people at this moment, they want God to be their healer. For some other people, they want him as their provider. For some other people, they want him as the one who shows them direction. Whatever you want, he said, he will put none of the diseases upon you. He has brought us out of the Egypt. And he has translated us into the blessing of the kingdom of his dear son. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. So at this time, please understand. Let me just give us, if you are a Nigerian, you live in Nigeria. Let me just give us what I consider your spiritual awareness tips. You need to keep your sanity. People are lying to us. Leaders are lying to us. And sometimes there is that tendency to believe in a lie. I said that to myself some days ago. I said, you know, you read things now to a point. It's as if some people are paid to counteract information online. So when the truth is released, some people just sit and just, I don't know how to analyze, how to say that, analyzes each of those points and say, none of those things happen. If it happens, who has it happened to? And at a point, for example, me, I began to think, the protest actually took place. You know, that's the way things can affect the way you think, the way you act, and the way you feel. I said, but it took place. I have videos. And I go through the videos again. I saw people who were shot. I saw people who were trying to help other people. I saw people who are making calls frantically. I said, that can't be Nollywood movies. People don't make up such things. Until this week again, I saw a video where someone was shot and they were beating him, stay with us, stay with us, while they were trying to remove the bullets. So I saw it. I said, it happened. It happened. It happened. This can't be covered. This is a lie. We can't cover it. The next generation are coming. They're not even born. But they are coming. We may be crushed, but we are not broken. So, what is the general wellness tips that I will recommend? Number one, don't bottle up your emotions. Don't. At this time, don't, please. Don't. If you are faced with difficult times, all you just have to do is pause and take a deep breath. I mean, we do this, our parents did this for us while we were young. If we are running to go and tell them something happened to us or something is happening to our brothers and sisters, somebody is beating somebody up, when you hit home, I said, daddy, 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 say, take a deep breath, take a deep breath. And it's just a way so that you can recover yourself. So, number one, don't bottle up your emotions. Don't bottle up. There is nothing wrong with you. So learn to share your thoughts. If you are faced with that situation where you begin to get jittery, take a deep breath. Breathe in 3, 4 times, 5 times. You will be okay. You will recover. If you need to journal, write things down. Please, if you need to cry, sometimes when the pain is too much, release the emotion. But just let it be. If as you are crying, you are seeing. You are seeing solution. You are not just crying to have pity party, but you are crying. I don't know if it has happened to you. There are sometimes you are not even crying. But the pain of whatever you are going through, water just start dropping in your mouth. Allow it to flow. It's a means of wellness also. The body is taking out those toxins. So deep breathing, journaling, crying. Talk over things. And then learn to ask questions. Don't try to figure everything. You are not El Shaddai. You are not Almighty. You are not a Voltron. You are a human being. Even though you are a spirit being, but you are still human. You live here. So learn to respond to the things around you by not bottling up the emotion. Number two, develop accountability friendship. Develop it. Choose your own tribe at this time. Choose people. Acts 4:23 talks about it. When those people were threatened and there was violence, the Bible says they went back to their own company. In your own company, you will find solace. Even if you are eating suya with those people, you will find solace. At least let it be you can call someone, you can share, you can hang out with someone. Praise God. I say praise the Lord. So develop accountability, friendship. Choose your tribe. Call people often. Even the songwriter, there is one of those secular music we used to listen to at that time. He said, no man is an island. Oh, don't be a lone ranger. Let people be able to say, oh, we didn't see Tunde today. I mean, somebody must be. So choose your own tribe. At this time, develop accountability, friendship. Totally. Deal with your fear and anxiety with the word of God. Deal with it. There is no problem, any of us in this room and those watching us online, there is no human problem that the scripture does not cover. So the question is, Proverbs 12:25 again, if it is anxiety that causes depression, so what is bringing anxiety into my heart? And one of the economics I've already mentioned, in most of the time, the things that bring anxiety, man's hierarchical needs. So you have what to eat, what to wear, where to live. And Matthew 6 already addressed that, 6:28. It says, your heavenly Father knows that you have needs of this thing. So learn to deal with your fear. So you have a health situation, scripture covers it. You have a financial situation, scripture covers it. You have fear situation, scripture covers it. You have disappointment, scripture covers it. For some people, their own anxiety is that they are even afraid of what has not happened or probably will not happen. It's called fear of tomorrow. Some people can begin to worry. What if I don't have eventually get a husband to marry? Why must it be your concern? It covers it. It's in the scripture. He said, no one will lack their mate. So, everything. So, when you cover it in the scripture, then it informs your meditation. And then it informs the way you pray. You pray from a position of 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all of your concerns, all of your worry, all of your anxiety upon him, for he cares for you. He cares for you. Opportunities will come to you in business because he cares for you. It will come. Promotion will come to you in your career path because God cares for you. He watches over you dutifully. He watches over you. He who keeps you neither sleep nor slumbers. So deal with your fear and anxiety with the word of God. Pray, meditate. And I said, lastly, I'll join to that. Choose your music. Choose your music. When you are anxious, it's not the time to listen to Naramali. When you are anxious, it's not the time to, if you don't mind, I blow your head. If you don't mind, I break your leg. It is not, you know, in the name of rap. Don't do that. It's not the time to listen to Tupac or Jay-Z or the likes. Calm music. Unto you, O God, will I lift up my soul.
I know you won't like it, but it will calm your soul. Yeah.
Cast your burden upon the Lord, for he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous.
I will look up my hands to the hills where come of my hand. And all I am, I lay at your feet. I'm humble by the wonders of your majesty. Nothing I know. It's not the time to listen to Toba Feshe Wama Lole. Must understand how the world system works. It's a structure. Music is a system. It's a system for people to make money. Pornography is a business. It's a system. That's why I'm married here. You know, you can't have sex for 40 minutes. It's not possible. So it's a system. And the believers in Christ must understand so that you are not enslaved. That's why Romans 12:2 says that in the message. Don't become so well adjusted to the culture, to the system, that you fit into it without necessarily thinking. So choose your music. I choose mine. Sometimes, I'm not preaching against TV if it works for you. Sometimes I can be in the house for 1 day, 2 days. I won't open. I won't switch it on. The truth is that, I made that commitment years ago. I've mentioned it before. There was a time I traveled and they were showing this world concert that Madonna was doing. So we were in one hotel like that. And Madonna said she doesn't allow her kids to watch TV. In that interview, he said, TV is somebody's junk. I said, eh? Madonna. Okay. And she said, our kids go to bed. It's 8 p.m. Oh, then batter one more. No, see, you have to be deliberate because it's a culture. And they don't send. Can I say something to you? One of the things that this curfew lockdown protest has done for me, I suddenly realized that people in my generation don't smoke cigarettes anymore. It's weed. I thank God you are smiling because you know some of those things. Suddenly, I realized that they use it in cooking beans. Some of you know what I'm talking about. So, the new trend is that they do cupcake for parties. So, if you go to any party now and they have brown cake, be careful. You can see this one, Healing Jesus. I hold on to it. If you are smoking weed here, I know the one you are smoking. So don't, it's not by the spirit, by physical, by smell. I can tell you. But the irony of it, in walking around during this protest, the weed that people are smoking, they are not the refined one. So what that means is that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if things doesn't change in our country, we're in trouble. And the system is structured to make us believe that if you puff, that's one of the signs of life. Mark my word, you can do your research. There's nobody who sells drug all around, who is a drug dealer, a drug baron, who sells weed, who sells drug, that takes drug.
You can go and do your research. You can do your research. If that person is a solid drug dealer, they don't take drugs. Go and do your research. So this is not all about religion. Don't do this. Mm-mm. It's common sense, which is not common. So choose your music. Choose your music. Number four, stay active in this season as a Nigerian. Stay active. Stay. Exercise. Hey, if things are out of place, take a walk around. Let fresh air blow at you. You are keeping your wellness because other people you must carry. Stay active. Heat. Healthy. You don't have to eat all the things. You don't even have to eat 3 square meals anymore. But hey, there is something, because it also helps moods of people. Stay hydrated. This is not the time to be exchanging bottles of Coke after Coke. Drink water. You know what Coke does? All those things is sugar. So it just pep up our energy. But later it comes down. And then you need another bottle of Coke. But stay hydrated with water. That's what your body needs. I can tell you because I have done Coke. Some of the guys here know. I can do 10, 12 bottles a day. Yeah, that's how bad it was. If I drink Coke now, it's by decision. You are quiet. So some of the things that I say, I've done with. So you can't tell me. Jesus delivers. I've eaten beans. My roommates were not around. I ate beans. And I was beansing. So stay active. Exercise. Eat healthy. Stay hydrated. And then this is another thing. At this time in Nigeria, practice gratefulness. They said no to you. We are not taking you, your contract. Practice. Say, Lord, I thank you because you have done it in the time past. And then closely to gratefulness is practice forgiveness. Don't say, oh, this Mr. So-and-so that didn't allow this contract to take you. Die. Let it go. I mean, come to a point where you say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Nothing anyone can do. If you have a contract tagged in your name, there is no Mr. So, so, and so. Practice gratefulness. Practice forgiveness. And then please, number five, if you have done 1, 2, 3, 4, don't bottle up your, if you are not bottling up your emotions, you have accountability, friendship, you are dealing with your fear, you are active, you stay active. If you have done 1 to 4 and it's not working, it may be a time to talk to a professional counselor who can help you walk through this phase. I'm already working on my certification so that I'll be able to stand in that dual role. What is upon us is much than we can ask or think in the natural. So we need the supernatural help of God. And I pray that the healing Jesus, who has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, will come true for anyone who is close to depression, anyone who is already depressed, we come true for them this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. That healing Jesus, his grace, his power, his healing virtue will flood your soul in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. Your word says you will keep in perfect peace those whose hearts and their minds stayed upon you. I thank you this morning because you are a restorer, you are a redeemer, you are a healer. Anyone, Lord, experiencing whatever form of anxiety, whatever form of fear, Lord, thank you for taking away our anxiety this morning. Thank you for taking away our fear this morning. And thank you because we look up to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And thank you for healing, for restoration. Thank you for a new beginning. We have your mind. So it's not a troubled mind. It's not an anxious mind. And thank you for keeping us in perfect peace through this phase in our country. And thank you for our nation. Lord, violence and destruction will not be had in this land. Nations will come to the brightness of our rising. Lord, many people do not know you. We will teach them righteousness, the art of knowing you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for every Nigerian. Lord, in every part of our nation, our psyche has been affected by the attitude of our leaders. But we pray for healing. We pray for restoration this morning. Thank you for a new day concerning this nation. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. I know what business people are going through. Please, I want to say to you under God this morning, that business in your hand will not die. That business in your hand, we have the increase that comes from God. I know people who are pursuing career, there are a whole lot of adjustment being made. But hey, nothing happens to you. Even if you lose your job, there are greater jobs that is waiting for you for this time. We are Nigerians. We are here for this season and for the rebuilding of our nation. We can't say things the way people are saying it. We believe in Nigeria. And Nigeria as a nation is beyond APC, is beyond PDP, is beyond YDP. There is a prophetic word over this nation. And that word will surely come to pass. Keep your heart upon the Lord. He cares for you. He watches over you. And he will do and fulfill his good pleasure in you. God bless you. Have a lovely week. In Jesus' name.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudratabiola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,